Cape Talk, New Beginnings.
Now we continue our New Beginnings feature, sharing the story of a young dancer with very big dreams in her heart and a very big opportunity on her doorstep. It's a story that starts many years ago when two men named Dean and Sean fostered a little girl named Awam, who was only 16 months old at the time. They then legally adopted her at age 3, and today she's 11 years old, a hugely talented dancer, and has been accepted for a summer dance program in Los Angeles next year. A huge opportunity, but of course it comes at a huge cost, and the family is doing everything they can to try and raise the funds to get Awam to LA. It's a great pleasure to have them all with us today. Welcome, Awam. Firstly, it's lovely to meet you.
You too.
And to your dads, Dean and Sean, great to have you guys with us too.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us where the story begins. How did Awam first come into your lives?
How Awam came into our lives is that a nursing sister friend of mine was doing her first internship and met these four babies and gave them her lunch breaks and her tea breaks and asked me to go and visit, and it was love at first sight.
So you started fostering her when she was only 16 months old. How soon did you realize that this was something you wanted to make permanent?
It was love at first sight. initially, we weren't going to adopt at all because the questionnaire is only 7 questions, but it's over 16 pages. And if the average person had to actually fill in that form before having a child, they would really have 20, 30,000 reasons to not.
that complicated.
Totally complicated, totally in-depth, and totally intimidating.
Okay, but obviously totally necessary to make sure that the people taking home a child are well-equipped to look after a child.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely indeed.
Dean, what about you? I mean, Sean's described love at first sight. When you first met Awam, what went through your head?
Well, let's put it this way. I didn't know about it for the first 4 days. He was coming home late, and I said to him, right, so who is it and when am I moving out?
And then he said, oh, actually, it's somebody who's moving in.
Well, he said, yeah, he's come. He said, I'm going there now. Come with.
Okay.
And he walked into maternity ward and saw this little face staring up and was like, oh, okay.
Now I understand. Okay. Now, I believe that Awam was dancing almost as soon as she could walk. Shauna, I mean, what did you see very early on?
She was moving to the rhythm. It was quite amazing because it was from walking age, which was about 2, and then we noticed over the months that she was actually almost choreographing her moves as she went along. And if the song played again the next day, she'd do the same moves. Wow. So I'm like, okay, maybe let's get her to a dance school, which I managed to do when she was 4.
Okay, so 4 years old is where the story really begins. Now, enough talking about Awam. Let's talk to Awam. It's lovely to have you with us, and I'm glad to see you looking so happy to be on holiday. What are your earliest memories of dance and of music? Because clearly you were born with music in your soul.
Well, my dad shows me some pictures of me dancing, and I get really happy when he shows me pictures. And on our deck at our house, when I was little, there was a picture of me wiggling my bum. It was so funny.
In time to the music, no doubt.
Yeah.
You still wiggle your bum, except now you've got a bit of
style.
More sass and style. Less sass, more style.
So you were only 4 years old when you started dance classes, and I mean, that was 7 years ago. Tell us what dance has meant to you over the years.
Well, dance makes me feel happy, and when I get on the dance stage, I feel free. When I was younger, I liked to dance with my dads and everything, and Daddy Dean sometimes would dance, and I would burst out laughing.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have 2 left feet.
I was about to say, am I allowed to ask which one of them is the better dancer?
Sean.
Sorry, Dean. He doesn't look too upset by that comment, though.
All. I'm quite used to it. Every time I move it, she's like, just starts laughing.
Tell us what you see as her dads when you see a woman on stage dancing. It's clear from seeing how animated she becomes talking about it that it touches something deep within her. How do you feel as her dads when you see her on stage?
Absolutely proud. I mean, there's nothing else you can say. You know, when you see a child stand up there and actually perform something flawlessly and as well as she does, your heart just swells. There's nothing else you can say.
Yeah. Sean, 4 years old when she started dancing. 7 years on, here we sit with a huge opportunity in front of her to potentially go and dance in Los Angeles. Maybe I must ask you, Awam, first of all, how did that happen? Because I know you had to go through quite a process of applying to be part of this tour that you've been chosen for.
Well, I heard from my dad that they're doing this thing where they'll choose one child to dance and everything. Yeah, and I was...
Basically what happened is Theatre Dance Association were given the opportunity to put together a team for the world-class dance tours to L.A., and one lucky girl this year at the September Ice Stedford, which is soon to be changed to MOVE, National Competitions, and they awarded one lucky dancer the tour package of 37,000 rand. And, of course, we were optimistic about it being a one. However, she is young. She's going to be 12. And it got the prize went to an amazing all-round dancer, Kiara, and she's 16 years old. So then we were relieved because we kind of felt we were out of the firelight.
Yeah,
out of the running. However, with some encouragement from people that know a lot more about dance than I've actually learned in the last 9 years, gave us some very good encouragement. And I thought, you know what? She's got such character and she's got such charisma and her technique is amazing. And the minute she walks onto the stage, I feel she gets 50% straight off the bat. Awam just has the most enigmatic character when she walks out from the wings.
So you decided you wanted to have this opportunity, regardless of the fact that you didn't win that sponsored package.
Absolutely.
Okay. Somebody's asking on the SMS line what kind of dance we're talking about. My apologies, I should have said that up front. How would you describe your style of dance, Awam?
Well, my dancing is modern dancing, but I also do a little bit of acrobatics and ballet.
So a mix of modern acrobatics and ballet, but this tour specifically for modern dance?
Yeah.
Modern and contemporary.
Okay.
The 17, 18 people that are on the team already, I think do mostly modern, contemporary and ballet. And I've heard that Awam's the only acrobat.
Okay.
So as much as Awam says that she does a little bit of acrobat, that's not completely true. She's done in the last 2 years extremely well with acro in getting 5 diplomas, which is 90 to 100%.
Wow.
As well as the diploma she's achieved from modern and contemporary over the last 7-9 years.
Okay. I mean, I've had a look at the list of the different Ice Stedfords you've been in and how well you've done over the years. So obviously there is something very special here. Now, let's talk logistics, because it's one thing to say go on tour with an incredible dance tour to America. It's another thing entirely to get there, because of course you're not just talking about covering the costs of a single dancer. Awam is only going to be 12 years old, which means an adult needs to go with her, Sean.
That's me.
Okay. So what's the price tag we're talking here?
The price tag we're talking here is that the package itself is 37,000, and that includes all transportation on the ground, the accommodation, Awam's favorite part is snacks all day and ice lollies all day. It includes dancing with dance schools and studios, Disneyland Performing Arts, International Dance Academy, Edge Performing Arts, Millennium Dance Complex. And therefore, Awam's going to be exposed to a lot more of different styles that she's used to here at home on her home stage.
And reading up a little bit about the tour, it's also, I think, opening up potential career opportunities down the line.
Absolutely. They're going to be given lectures and they are going to be doing workshops. So they're going to be dancing every day for at least half a day and being exposed to what dance in the future can be like. And yes, she's only soon to be 12, but Awam has a very inquiring mind and she seems to hold on to information that's especially relevant to dance.
Mm-hmm.
So even though she's only 12, her dancing abilities, we feel, and so do a couple of her teachers, that she actually is a little ahead of herself when it comes to the movement.
Well, let me just read something I read on your fundraising website from one of her teachers, Wendy Morgan, who said the following, that Awam has humility and a great sense of humor. She's loved by her fellow dancers. More importantly, this bit, she has a fabulous ear for music, which shines through in her performance, and her ability to improvise is excellent at her young age. Given the opportunity to travel overseas, we will see this little star grow to new heights. Awam, I mean, is that your dream? Would you like to dance professionally one day? Do you want to carry on dancing?
Yes, I do.
What do you hope that you might gain from this tour?
Well, I think I'll experience a lot, and I will be able to see new things and have lots of fun as well. Being able to experience this with Sean is great. Yeah.
Okay. Sean, what's it going to take to get her there?
Determination. I've already had so many moments of like, can we do this? Can I do this? And you asked about the cost, and yes, it's 37,000 rand for the tour itself, with a lot included. However, the flight each is about 17,000.
Okay.
It is. This is America.
And that's for three stops to get there.
Gosh, that's a
you
long...
You want a direct flight, it's going to cost 19 over.
Which is just, yeah, okay. So you can get there on a budget, as it were, if you do it the long way around, but the long way around still costs a heck of a lot.
However, yeah. They would prefer us to obviously all travel together in a group, which totally makes sense because this is a group effort and it is group teamwork. And then over and above that is, so you're looking at 48,000 rand each for a woman eye, and then you're looking at daily spending money, lunch money, supper money, breakfast is going to have to last all day.
Okay.
The apartments sleep four, so they are supermarkets. So one can go and buy ready-made and not have to pay restaurant prices.
Okay, so you're prepared to do it on a budget wherever
absolutely,
you can.
Absolutely,
but just to get you there. Okay, absolutely. Now the reason we got you in here is to help you raise publicity around the fact that you've started a crowdfunding campaign to help make this dream come true for a one. It's on the Backer Buddy page. What would you like us to know about it, Dean?
Go in, donate. That's all we can ask. You know, it's what I'd like to say is that this is not just a dance tour. She's being exposed to choreographers, directors, casting agents, all teaching her how to deal with professional dance in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about, is actually the education that comes with it. She'll be studying with some of the top dance teachers in the world, learning new things as well. As we said earlier, the costs are extreme, especially at the rate the rand's going and the dollar's going as well. It's crazy. I mean, I budgeted 170,000 rand for this trip, and that's without even giving them much spending money. You know, that's giving them $1,000 for spending money for the whole 10 days.
13 days.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do is share the link on our Twitter feed and Facebook page, etc., to that Backer Buddy campaign. But if you want to go and look at it for yourself, log on to backerbuddy.co.za. And if you just type in the search bar, OWAM Dance, or a variation of that, her name is spelled OWAM, you'll find a link to the Let's Get OWAM to LA page. And you can donate as much or as little as you feel able to. I know there are lots of our listeners who are huge fans of dance, and also equally there are a number of listeners who are huge fans of getting the most out of our youth who might like to support this campaign, and I really hope that they will do that. I've also got Sean and Dean's contact info, so if you'd rather make touch with them personally, feel free to drop me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. Awam, I really hope that we'll be chatting to you from Los Angeles in the middle of next year, and that you get there and are able to take up this opportunity. Is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
I'd like to say thank you for listening, and if you could help me make my dream come true, I'd be honored.
Okay, there you have it from the young lady herself. OWAM is only 11. Her dad, Sean and Dean, every child, every parent wants to see their child have every opportunity that can make them grow as much as they can. And I really hope that this dream comes true, not just for OWAM, but for all three of you.
Thank you so much, Pippa.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank
it's
you.
A great pleasure. Good luck, OWAM. Hope to see you on stage soon. We'll tweet the link to that crowdfunding page. If you are able to support, please do so.
021-446-0567.
Well, just before we say goodbye to OWAM, Sean and Dean, we have a caller on the line. Ryan in Wynberg, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to add my 2 cents. In fact, it wasn't my 2 cents. I'd like to add my 500 rand from ChemDry Carpet Cleaners for Sean. Sean's been cutting my hair for many years now, and I remember when they first adopted OWAM, and she was an absolute shining light. And we've discussed her dance over the years and how wonderful she's been. And we just we miss the fact that there's so many other little OWAMs out there who can potentially shine, who don't have the opportunity. So, guys, dig deep. and find it in your hearts to donate for a woman, get her to do this dance, because she's going to be one of the South Africa's next shining lights. I'll tell you that.
What an amazing call. Ryan, thank you so much for that generous donation, and thanks for calling in to add another layer to the story, as it were.
Pleasure, pleasure. Guys, good luck, Sean. Good luck, Owam. Hope you guys do a wonderful time.
Ryan in Wynberg, anything you'd like to say to Ryan?
Thank you so much, Blondie.
Ryan in Wynberg, ending the interview on a high note with a 500 Rand donation. If you'd like to help get Owam to LA, please check out the Backer Buddy campaign, which we've shared on our Twitter feed. And just one more message from Karen on Facebook saying, what a wonderful example of a supportive dad. She goes on to tell me about another fantastic supportive dad, and I'll get to that after the break if we may, Karen. Thank you so much, though, for your message.